This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden gained 87 votes in the state of Wisconsin as a partial recount of ballots was completed Sunday. This cemented his 20,000-vote victory over President Donald Trump in the Midwestern state as a recount of the November 3rd presidential election concluded there. The Trump campaign paid $3 million for the recount of the 800,000 votes in the two most heavily Democratic areas of the state in hopes of upending Biden's claim to the state's 10 electoral college votes. Instead, however, Wisconsin became the latest state where Mr. Trump, a Republican, has failed in recounts to overturn the November 3rd vote or win lawsuits alleging that voter fraud cost him a second four-year term in the White House. Mr. Biden is set to be inaugurated as the country's 46th president on January 20th. At 78 years old, he will be its oldest leader so far. Last week, he named his first cabinet nominees and plans to announce the names of key economic officials this week. Aid groups say hospitals in the capital of Ethiopia's Tigray region are facing an influx of trauma patients a day after federal troops claimed control of the city, and Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed said fighting was over. Last year's Nobel Peace Prize winner Abiy declared victory on Saturday evening in a three-week military confrontation with leaders of Tigray's ruling party, the Tigray People's Liberation Front, or TPLF. But a communications blackout in Tigray has made it impossible to independently verify whether the regional assault is completely under federal government control. On Sunday, the International Committee of the Red Cross said health workers are struggling with shortages of food and medical supplies. VOA News.